I don't know.
Let's be clear about what landfill we're talking about when we talk about complaints.
And I'm not sure which landfill they're coming from. I don't know.
Because it was the Emerald Park that was having the issues over the last 2 years because of a failed, what I understand to be a failed leachate system. Or, I'm sorry, methane recovery system.
I guess from my perspective, it doesn't matter which landfill. Is it an accurate comparison between something that's open air versus something that's self-contained?
If that's the question you're asking, I would say no. But then on top of that, I know that the landfills had some methane issues, which is a different smell than the ammonia issue, which is a different smell than, I guess that would be methane that would potentially leak. But if you have a going through a scrubber, that is something that the landfill doesn't have. So the fact that they have an active scrubber, which is one of the tools I'm using to solve the sewer issue on Ryan Road, we actually have a scrubber in place and it's working wonderfully. So, they have to be designed and so forth, but I would say it's different because one, this is contained and what methane might escape would, as I understand, would be going through a scrubber. Is that a fair
Correct.
Statement?
Okay. Correct.
And the landfill is an open issue and has no such restraints.
Thank you. Second to last question, and this is in regards to some of the conversation about COVID-19. And I'll ask the applicant a question and then have a follow-up comment to it. If everything goes your way tonight and on the 20th, when is the earliest that this new plant would begin operations? Best case scenario.
I would say earliest is probably June of 2022.
June of 20. So roughly, what's that? 1.5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that it's hard to predict, right? But I think that there would be the potential for vaccines and treatments for COVID-19, and that type of planning may not apply. That type of consideration may not apply to this proposed facility if it were to be approved. Last question here. Many of us, those of us who are members of this commission, are appointed. We're not your elected officials. I had hoped to be able to ask Alderman Nelson this question, but I believe he left early on. I don't know if he's in another room. I thought he left. Okay. So I do see that my own elected official is on the call. I did talk with him, asked him some questions about this just a couple of days ago. In addition to being an alderman here in Franklin for my district, he is also the fire department chief in the city of Cudahy. And I know one of the former mayors already spoke about some of the issues that they had there. But he had basically given some of his perspective of the concerns that were at the Patrick Cudahy facility and the tannery that was there at one point. But he wanted to hear some of the comments and the way that the applicant addressed those questions. So I would ask Alderman Mayor, if you're able to speak, have the answers that the applicant has provided answered some of the questions that you've had in your capacity as a fire chief in the city of Cudahy that has something roughly comparable. And I see you're still muted, so I don't know if that means that you're there or not. And I will say that if he's not able to answer it, then I would say that before the 20th or at the meeting on the 20th, that that our elected officials who we choose to select to make these decisions for us speak to that at the Common Council meeting. So assuming that he's not going to be able to talk, I will leave that question for another time. Thank you.
Let's discuss for a moment the impact of both votes. So the site plan is, does this building fit on the site, access, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the physical properties, right? So then the other action is the special use. So is the use appropriate for the site? That particular action goes to the Common Council. So if the Common Council gets that and doesn't approve it, then the other one's moot, right? Or so, mez, right? So anyway, you still have the floor.
If there were no other questions or comments from the commission, which I see Commissioner Hogan does, but the only thing I would add is that if there is a proposal, and I would be willing to make it, to approve the part of it to do with parking, I would remove that. I would leave it at 280 spaces. Again, I think for the other uses of that parking lot, I think it would benefit you to do that. If you have some comments about it, please share them, but I think it would be better to leave those spaces.
Well, I think there's some confusion. I think the proposed number of spaces is 280. I think it was a reduction from 312.
Right. That's correct.
Oh, I thought you said 240.
Yeah, he's correct. So the ordinance required 324, and they are proposing 280 parking spaces.
Okay, then I'd be okay with that.
Commissioner Hogan.
Just a couple comments and two questions. Thank everybody for coming and sitting here this long. I had a question about the fencing. You said it in there it's for 6 feet. You want to go from 8 to 10? Am I correct on that?
The fencing that surrounds the basically where the truck parking is,
right.
and that that is shown as, or we'd like to have that be 8 feet versus 6 feet.
What's the reasoning for that?
It's pretty much industry standard around these types of facilities, and also from a food safety standpoint, that we go with a taller fence just so there isn't any issues. But that's pretty much more of an industry standard than anything else.
Okay.
And the 10-foot high, that had to do with the masonry screen walls.
Okay. Thank you. This question, I didn't go and do a tour inside, but I did go by your facility now. I did not smell or I didn't smell anything. I did I sat around there for a while, and I didn't smell anything, didn't have any complaints. I did talk to Chief Remington about the problems or concerns that he was looking at for the fire department. Our station, we have three stations here, okay? And I guess I would ask this question to the mayor. If there was some type of a fatality there, what would we do to try to meet or address that?
If there was some sort of incident?
Right, like a fire or a leakage for
it depends on what it would be. And of course, I'm not a fire chief, but I do work a lot with the chief and on these issues, but so take it for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. The alarm would come to station one. We dispatch, depending on what it was, we dispatch out of station one, and they would be the initial response. Depending on what it was, we would probably call for mutual aid from Muskego, actually Test Corners, and depending on what it was. If it was an ambulance call, we would handle it directly.
Okay.
By ourselves.
And
then
you,
we, of course,
do
we
you
would
think
also
we would meet that response time
three.
For us to get there?
I don't know what the response time is from there, but it's obvious. It's a straight shot down Loomis Road.
Okay.
So, as opposed, I'm being waggled at.
Yeah, I actually did a maneuver off of, you know, the mapping programs.
Lights and sirens?
No. The distance from from FS1 to the property location is 3.1 miles. You'd get there in 6 minutes normal speed. Now, obviously, a call on emergency, they're going to bypass the lights and they get to go zipping all the way down there. So they'll get there in less than probably closer to 5 minutes. So that's roughly the average response from FS1.
I also asked him about the facility that you are currently at. He said he has no issues at all. They're all good with everything. They haven't had any incidents, so I am good with this project. I understand where Commissioner Haley is coming from. I too got this. I haven't, I didn't be, wasn't able to go through and signs that you all very good at what you do. But I think that this will be good for the city of Franklin. I know that the people in the surrounding area do not like it. And I will be a goal with this. Thank you.
Mayor, I have one more question.
Yes, sir. Alderman Dandrea.
To Mr. Strauss, when a truck delivers the live cattle, what happens to the truck after it is, the cattle is unloaded? There will be remnants or there may be feces in the truck. The clean out of that cattle truck, what happens to that material at that point?
So the livestock trucks are not ours. We use third-party haulers to bring the livestock in. So they would depart with that trailer and tractor and clean it off-site.
So they're cleaning it off-site outside of the city of Franklin and outside of Milwaukee County? Yeah,
most likely, yes.
Okay. And so, but any residue that will be on the concrete in that staging area, where does that flush out system go? Is that into a self-contained system?
So in today's environment, I'm not aware of us ever having this issue. So I don't believe we're going to have it at our new facility. But if we do believe it's going to be an issue, then yes, we would have it go to a self-contained area and go through pretreatment.
That's all I'm asking, that, you know, we don't know if it would happen, but it can happen. Even though, you know, the animals may not be fed 24 hours prior, there may still be something in their track. So that's all, you know, that I'd be concerned with is that flushing out of that material that would be in the concrete area that would go into that waste area for cleansing. And then there were no comments, but there is an ozone treatment process, correct? Not related to what we were just talking about, but within the system of the air filtration, is there also the ozone treatment process?
There, you can get ozone treatment as part of a way to help reduce odors. That is
okay.
Something we specifically didn't look at on this. I'd have to go and take a look at how we haven't fully designed the air scrubber system to have that fully that. So we'd have to get to the point of knowing exactly what parts and pieces and which manufacturer we're using and which options that would be on it.
Well, I'd be happy that at least you look at it. I know that there's always a cost number, but if anything can happen to, you know, knock out any possible, you know, I mean, reduce the amount of odor that could escape, I mean, that would be a plus.
Don, it is something that we are reviewing. We started discussing ozone 3 weeks ago in our meetings.
Yeah.
So it is something we're looking at pricing and we are discussing, and where it makes sense, we may put in that process.
Okay, I appreciate it. That's my final question there.
Thank you, Alderman. Just want to comment that we're not doing this in a vacuum. I'm sorry that Commissioner Haley thinks that it's happened in a without much notice. Sorry, folks, let's not do that. Remember, you've been very good tonight. Let's not make these comments. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been very good tonight. Please don't start. You've been very good. Thank you. I meet with the mayors and village presidents of Milwaukee County every month, and this is a hot topic with them, especially high-ranking city Milwaukee officials, one of whom was with me on a tour 2 weeks ago, and an anecdote is that, and I was telling Mr. Strauss this evening, we drove past the facility. He was calling me all kinds of names because they're very upset that they don't have the facility. They were very upset about the politics of all of that, and they wish they had the facility there. There are other suburbs in Milwaukee that would like to have this facility. I'm just pointing it out. I have done a lot of tour of the plant that's in Oak Creek. It doesn't even compare to the plant that's in 60th Street in terms of the operational cleanliness and the lack of odor. Strauss's do a much better job. So I'm confident. We want to put some more safeguards in, and we'll do that. I've got additional motions for us. I think you know what these are. Commissioner Leon.
Just a follow-up question to Alderman Dandrea's question about trucks. During my tour, I was told that you actually do have your own logistics. You do have your own trucks, but is that for outbound only, for the products as you're sending them to your distributors or your retailers, not for the animals coming in?
Correct. It's just for outbound only.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else? Yep. All right, let me suggest this. There are some staff recommended changes. I think these are at the places.
You have them at your table, the front end of the packet. We made some changes to the resolution on the special use. We altered condition number 4 to reflect the hours of delivery operations. We made a change to condition number 12. Regarding the follow-up on the expansion of the building itself, in the future period, we didn't include that as part of this review. We did reference it in the review comments, but we didn't specifically call them out for site plan purposes. So there would be a future site plan amendment for any expansion. We revised the condition number 19 to make it a little bit more. Just to clean up the language a little bit. And then in addition, we added condition number 20, which was the new one, to provide a protocol process for any sort of odors detected off the premises and the protocol for how to address that going forward. And that's all included in the special use resolution.
Questions on those changes?
No.
Okay. All right, let's give it a try. On the special use, is there a motion recommending approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of a special use for a meat processing facility use upon a property located at the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the new Monarch Drive, Lot 83 of Ryan Meadows Subdivision?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
A little louder, Alderman.
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
That's 4 ayes, 1 no, and 1 absent. Motion carries.
One abstention.
Motion carries. On the site plan, there are motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of a meat processing facility with associated cattle pen, a harvest floor, carcass coolers, fabrication areas, packaging areas, warehouse areas, shipping docks, operation offices, employee welfare spaces, associated mechanical support facilities, and spaces, a future development area, stormwater ponds, parking lot, and truck and employee vehicle entrance drives, being the southwest corner of the intersection of West Loomis Road and the new Monarch Drive, Lot 83 of Ryan Meadows Subdivision.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one abstention. That concludes the two items for the Strauss Service. Thank you for your attention.
Kevin Haley, you're the only decent man up there.
Thank you, Ms. Collins. We'll take a 7-minute break.
That's not a threat, Mayor Olson. That's a promise. You're getting recalled in April.
Okay.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, you need me for the other two the items?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
No, I
did he lose you?
No. Go ahead, Mark.
Are we taking a break or what?
It is 10:48. We are back into open session. Move on to item D1, land sale for the city of Franklin to a private entity. This is a property on 9619 South 6th Street. Mr. City Engineer. Or who's going to do this? Mr. City Engineer.
So there is a small parcel. I don't know if you have a map ready to pull up, but it's on. It's actually just up the street from the current Strauss facility. I forget the acreage, a very small acre, 1/10 of an acre. And it used to be a well site for the city water facility, a pump house. Now that the city uses Lake Michigan water, well pump is no longer needed. There you go. And so this site has been vacant. We have abandoned all the pipe. The well has been abandoned per DNR requirements. The casing is still there, but all the pipe, as I understand, has been removed for the ancillary piping to and from the former well site. We had a request from an adjacent property owner to purchase that so he could more square off his property and possibly improve his parking and some other things he has some ideas about, which I'm sure would come before this commission as a site plan commission. City attorney found some documentation
statute
that says anytime the property goes to or from city property, so like basically city property to private property and vice versa, that we should bring it before the plan commission, or we shall bring it before the plan commission. So that's what these two items are. The first item is one we are looking to get rid of. I don't know if I need to go into how we priced it, but we Common Council discussed the price and offer has been made and it looks like it's been agreed upon. So it has yet to be transferred to property, but before it transfers, we need to talk about it here.
Price is competitive. It's not a buck. Mr. City Attorney, you want to opine or should we just move on? Any questions from the commission?
Only that the plan commission recommends per...
Turn your microphone on, please.
Plan commission recommends on the sale of any city property to the Common Council pursuant to section 6223 sub 5 of the Wisconsin statutes, which is the same citation because it's a sale, comma, acquisition. Goes both ways. So that's it. It's referred to the plan commission for consideration and report before final action is taken by the Common Council. That's it.
Question from the commission. Seeing none, is there a motion to recommend approval of the land sale of the property located at 9619 South 60th Street?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Record reflect Alderman Dandry has left the meeting about 5 minutes ago. Motion carries 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ayes, one absent. Okay, then we move on to the next item, which is purchase of a land in the 8100 block of South Lovers Lane Road. Purposes for a water tower and a community park.
As I mentioned earlier tonight, that the water tower park has been needed. Actually, a water tower in the eastern zone has been needed for quite some time. The city needs more water in the air, and so the water utility has gone through some effort to do some investigative work. And we've identified a location. It's on South Lovers Lane, south of Target, actually south of the Baptist Church. There are four parcels. The current owner would like to sell all four at the same time. The city utility has been talking with the city parks commission, and common council is in agreement that this could be a shared use. So a portion of it would go to our tower site, and a portion of it could be a park site. The thought is it would be more of a passive park, possibly. Our master plan does show this site as a park site. I forget the term.
Neighborhood.
Actually, it wasn't even a neighborhood park, but it was intended to be a small park. And so it was located here. And the thought is this could be a passive park for a lot of wetlands, a lot of natural features, a lot of buckthorn, a lot of things that, would make a nice trail through the area. And so we are in the process of negotiating a price with the sellers. That price is, as I am not aware, has been agreed to yet. There's been some counteroffers, but regardless, we'd like to make a recommendation to Common Council that this would be appropriate for the city to purchase.
Your water tower is going to go up in this corner?
I can show you.
Big button.
So we're actually talking with DOT about providing a new access off of Lover's Lane. And the situation is with the wetland issues, it'd be very difficult. Nothing's impossible, but it'd be extremely difficult for DNR to allow us to come off of the shared access drive and access our tower site. So the thought was is that we've been talking with DOT that we will have some spaces, a small pavilion slash restroom possibly. Anything larger than that, we would have to figure out how to make access from the shared lane. But we would, so the tower would go about right there where my pointer is, and then you would potentially drive past the tower to a small parking area, and then you could walk and enjoy yourself from the park.
Questions for staff? Commissioner Haley, push your button.
Thank you, Mayor. My question is as to how we got to this location, and I'm just missing something, but last I remember major water wise, we did upgrades to the facility at 76th and Putes, built a building there, we've got a water tower there. And my understanding at the time was that we were going to put another tower up on there, and the
Correct.
Building was set up to accommodate both water mains coming in and helping that. How did we get from that concept to this one, and
so,
why in this location?
Okay, I can answer that. So most people don't realize that the city of Franklin actually has two water zones. We have an eastern zone and a western zone. So the Putes Water Tower is on the it's on our eastern zone. We need water storage in the western zone for help with fire protection and some other issues. So we don't, if you have a fire and a pump has trouble keeping up, we do have some water in the air. So the water utility looked at, I want to believe, five sites. We identified, actually, we further investigated how to provide more water storage on the west side. So we looked at basically put another tower beside the fire department tower out here. Fire department would prefer that tower not be there because they have some expansion ideas in the future. We looked up towards maybe Hell's Corner, some areas. We tried to identify parcels that might be appropriate. We did find five parcels in this area. So this was one, a couple others were to the south, and then we were actually, there's some parcels right here on a abandoned, if you will, there's actually a right-of-way that goes behind these houses. So we even entertained that idea. long story with the water Board of Water Commissioners. They decided that this was the optimum place. It's a little more uphill, and so that's where we did our soil borings. We did the geotech work. We've done enough investigative work to determine that would fit there. We did some wetland issues. That was discussed with the Common Council. Common Council, then we expanded. We haven't finalized the report, but there is a much larger investigative for wetland and natural features in this whole area, and that's why we wound up here.
Is there still a potential for this over at Buttes Road for another tower there? Or?
Yes, sir. Sometime in the future, but again, that's the wrong zone. So when we need more water in that zone, we would put a water tower there.
Very good. And just I assume you're gonna go there, but checking with the FAA on heights and contours,
almost
a major approach to the east-west.
And just to be clear, this site would also have space for two towers. So we would only put one up in the beginning, but the second one would go up there. We talked about a whole variety of options, and it was decided that this is the best option to put two new towers up in this location.
Or one that can be expanded?
Well, you don't really expand a tower.
What kind of height are you looking at?
What's that?
How high?
I do not recall that information.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Your motion to recommend approval of the land sale of the City of Franklin property located approximately 8100 block of South Lovers Lane Road.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.